Proclamation number 7718 of 2nd of October, 1960. Word preacher with or without love. No true testimony of me will be able to be given where the spirit of love does not reign. For without love I will not be recognized. Without love you cannot be offered the truth, because Roman 1, love and truth, and 1. And thus you should also not look for truth where love is missing. And when people speak of me without love, they only speak words without spirit and life. For them I am only an idol. They belittle me and live in deepest paganism without realizing the one true God, who is love, wisdom and might in himself. They have no God, even if they do not deny him, for I am love and they lack love. So they live without God. And if they want to testify about me, then you must not listen to them, because they are unable to bring you truth, because for the sake of an earthly purpose or reward they only accept one God, of whom they now want to testify. But even love is sometimes feigned, and yet it is not there. For this reason it is always important to have open ears and eyes, because Satan reigns in the world and wages his battle against me until I bind him on the day of judgment. And he will make use of many people whom he disguises as angels of light, and who thus seemingly speak for me and yet only carry out his will, to undermine faith in me. For where no pure truth is offered, the human being will also start to doubt the truth of everything he is given in spiritual knowledge. And this is my adversary's purpose. And therefore you will often meet people who proclaim me and yet are unable to touch your heart. For they cannot represent or offer the truth, because they are without love, and their unloving spirit can be felt in their speeches. Yet when a love-filled person speaks of me in my nature, then you feel addressed by me myself. For then love speaks in that person, and this love is me myself. And thus you, who represent me in my word on earth, will not find understanding with unloving people, and then you will also know that you should not waste the divine gift of love on them, for then it is my adversary himself who causes them to reject me, and then even the greatest gift of love will lose its effectiveness. Love is everything. But without love you are dead in spirit, and no spiritual gift can touch you either, i.e., it does not penetrate your heart and cannot be felt by the heart as a divine gift. Thus you cannot bear witness to me if you are not filled with love. Then it is just a dead gospel, then it is human word but not God's word which you proclaim. Then there is no strength in it which awakens your soul to life. And every servant of God should take it to heart that he will only truly serve me if he has love within himself, because then my spirit can also work in him, and thus I myself speak through him when he brings the gospel to his listeners. But if the messenger is filled with the spirit, his word will ignite, it will touch the hearts. For then the strength of my word will overflow and truly bring about a change in the person who allows himself to be addressed by me myself through the mouth of my servant. Yet in the last days before the end, love has grown cold among people. Accordingly, the presentation of truth has also become rare, because neither the proclaimers nor the listeners live in love. And thus faith in me is no longer alive either, for I am no longer presented to people according to truth, they receive a distorted image of me. And they will fail when the decision of faith is demanded of them in the end. This is why I preach love to you again and again. I myself show you so much love that it truly should not be difficult for you to love me again, and that you would then also be active in loving your neighbor. And you would recognize me in my nature, you would penetrate the truth, and you would also bear witness to me yourselves in all truth, because love kindles the light of knowledge, because no human being walks in darkness anymore who lives in love. Amen.